Good afternoon, the Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Hi, Emily. It's Becky from Sanford Emergency Vets. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. Look, I am hoping you guys can provide a little bit of guidance just regarding a chicken we've got in hospital. I'm not sure if Vanessa's on today or Brock or who's on today, but
no.
I used to work with both of them at Brighton. So
yeah.
I thought of you guys, yeah.
I've got both Vanessa and Brock. They're both not on today. I've got Dr. Cowan.
Of course not. Well, that's awesome. That's fine. Look, of course, it's the one time I actually get to call you guys and neither of them are there. How much that pie, anyway? But look, we've got a chicken in hospital. Poor thing was attacked by a dog over the weekend, so we did a stitch up. Essentially, we've done x-rays today because owner's just saying she's still a bit flat, sort of not able to ambulate that well. We've seen egg, was there on Friday, sort of in the overduct tract. We've done an x-ray today and on the lateral view it looks like it's partially collapsed. She's on antibiotics and things now. Her cloaca looks like there's no prolapse or anything like that, but we just want to sort of get advice as to sort of like where do we go from here. Do we sort of just sit and wait? The owner wants the egg removed and sibilorin, and none of us has really done like an egg removal, particularly if it's sort of, you know, there's that risk of egg yolk peritonitis and things like that as well.
Oh,
so,
and especially like she's just been through the stitch up and everything with the dog.
Exactly right, and we don't want to kind of add to her, and she's an old chooky too, so we kind of don't want to add to her trauma if we don't have to. So really just wanted a bit of advice on sort of what to do next. I know you guys are probably really busy, but any guidance would be great.
Yeah, no, all good. I'll just pop you on hold and I'll have a chat to my vet.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
That's okay.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for x-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish.
Hey, thanks so much for waiting.
Are
you going to email the x-rays through to us? We just want to make sure I'll get... And I can also send them to Vanessa, because even though she's not here today, I can get Kelwyn and Ness to have a look, just to make sure that there's no pelvic fractures or anything like that that could be stopping her as well from passing, because even though it's partially collapsed, she still should be able to pass that.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, she's always had sort of mobility issues anyway, I don't know if the owner's like, if it's an overthinking me, but she's been through sort of some pretty big trauma as well.
Yeah,
so, you know, that's going to stress her out. Poor thing. She's really been through the ringer. So that's awesome. I will flick it through. What's the best email to send it through?
So it's just our name, Exotics Vet, E-X-O-T-I-C-S.
Yep.
V-E-T.
And just a vet with, no S.
No vet.
Yep.
No S, sorry.
At
mail.com.
mail.com?
Yep.
Yeah. All right, cool. Awesome. I will send those through right now. And then, just tell a nurse back from Brighton says hi, because, I haven't seen her for ages, and I was hoping that I might catch her today.
Tegan?
Beck, Nurse Beck.
Beck. From, okay. Yeah, no, that's
yeah,
all good.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Awesome.
Well, we'll look
Thanks,
forward
Emily.
To seeing those. That's okay.
Awesome.
Bye.
Thanks, Emily. I'll send them through to you now. Thanks. Bye.